Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I'm going to take the plane out for a spin. You want to come with?
Me? Go. Fly?
I played it cool, but I was pretty jazzed.
I love to fly. I love to do most anything. If I could fly, then I would be the king. I'll be the king of the world.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis at the Affordable Flying Expo. And we found him, the man behind the madness, Jim Campbell. He's usually running Aero News Network, but today he's wearing a different hat as Grand Poobah of the Affordable Flying Expo. Is that right, Grand Poobah, or Big Cheese, Big Kahuna? What is it, Jim?
Guy who takes the blame.
Okay, there you go. The guy who takes the blame and or credit, depending on what time of the day it is and how things are going. But so far, it's been going really well. I mean, for a first-time event, I'd say this is a... It has the makings of a pretty cool annual event here on Sun and Fun campus. What do you think?
Well, the key is Sun and Fun campus and Sun and Fun staff advising us at every turn and having the expertise of one of the best aviation organizations in the country to kind of go, yeah, no, dummy, do it this way. And there's been a lot of, hey, dummy, do it this way to deal with. They've been wonderful. They've been phenomenal. And the relationship that we've had, even as her media partner over the past couple of years, has really been improved simply by working so closely with them on this project. And we could not be more gratified with the ultimate result.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, as far as the infrastructure here at Sun and Fun, it makes it very easy to put on an event like this. And Sun and Fun is amazing, but I wish there were a few more things sprinkled in throughout the year, and ideally this is going to become an annual event. That's the ultimate goal. You got involved in this because there were a couple other events and they kind of fell by the wayside, and like, hey, I could take this torch and run with it and try to resurrect it and turn it into something better, you think?
Well, this wouldn't have happened without a consultation we had with Gene Conrad literally weeks before he took over for Lights, when the big changeover came, because we both wanted to see the Winter Fly-In Network be recreated, but in a place that really welcomed the Winter Fly-Ins. And this is something we intend to continue. We already have dates for next year. There may be other opportunities or ancillary events, and we've had numerous locales reach out about, hey, how about this location or that location? And my attitude right now is, you know, let me remember what my name is and let me get through this, and if I'm alive, we can talk. But for right now, lot to learn. It is an event that we put together in about 2 months. So, you know, it had its own heartaches to deal with and could have been bigger, better, and this, so forth and so on with more time. But I think for what we were trying to do and to get a foot in the door with letting people know that we care about the future of the industry, that Mosaic can recreate sport and general aviation, even if it does it one flyer at a time, this was the place to be, and it was a good start. And yeah, I think we're off to a good start.
No, I agree totally. I mean, and it's great. You got to start someplace, mm-hmm. You know. And the thing is, the groundwork is done. You got the infrastructure set up, and it's only, you know, smooth sailing from here. We can hope. I'll wait till the event's over and then check in with you in that regard. Because there is, it takes a lot to put on an event like this, let alone Sun and Fun, but just starting up something new, trying to get the word out that we want people to fly in here and take a look at what they have to exhibit. And they got a nice hangar full of exhibitors, from engine parts to the carbon fiber aircraft there, the Risen that we saw, and there's a few other aircraft on display as well. Dennis, I mean, this has the makings of being a cool little event, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's much more intimate. You know, you can actually go up and talk to the people here because you don't have the big crowds. It's, you know, a lot more informal. I was able to walk over to Gleim's booth and look at all of their flight training materials and actually sit down in their flight simulator and take it for a lap around the patch. You know, that's nearly impossible to do at AirVenture and Sun and Fun because there's just so many people here kicking the tires. So I'm hoping to see that this will probably wind up getting to that point, and I'll regret it, but right now I'm going to enjoy it.
Right. And as far as Jim, I mean, you're running Aero News Network, which is a full-time gig in itself, and then some. I mean, when you take over an event like this, do you look at this personally as just your way to give back to the industry? Because you've been doing this a while. Yeah, I get that impression from talking to you.
Well, the gray hairs have nothing to do with it, right?
No, of course not. Well, this isn't gray on me either. It's platinum blonde. That's what I say.
Wisdom.
Yes, wisdom. We'll go with that.
Run that line past my wife, please.
Yes.
You know, it is, first of all, this is nothing we're profiting over. If this makes any money at all, doubtful first year, it goes straight to the kids at ACE. That's the first rule. But what we're really trying to do here is set up building blocks for the recreation of a healthy sport and general aviation industry. For the last couple of decades, we've watched overt regulation and costs and complications beat people away who would normally get up to the airport fence and find a way through. Right now, they're stuck on the other side of the airport fence, and that's just not a place to be. I was that kid 54 years ago. And I got to tell you, I just want to get as many people past the fence as I possibly can.
So I think my assumption was right. I mean, I just see you pick up that vibe from talking to him, Dennis, right? I think this is a way that you give back. You see that what the industry needs, and like, hey, I can use some of my expertise from running Aero News Network and God knows what else over the years and help promote this event and trying to build it up and bring more people into aviation. What do you think? Is Mosaic going to be the big shot in the arm that we hope it is? Or do you think it'll help a lot in that regard too, or no?
Real simple, it has to be. We're not going to get a better chance than this. At the same time, I've watched opportunities presented with partial solutions, and I've watched them fail. I've also watched partial solutions actually gain some traction. LSA got us a bunch of new designs and a long way down the fence, whereas the previous primary category went almost nowhere. This is it. It has all the elements that we've been asking for. It actually got us more than we were asking for. If we don't make something positive out of this, shame on us.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So it's the framework is there, and now we got an option or a flight path, and it's up to all the pilots and everybody to get involved and make the best of it. What do you think there, Dennis?
Oh, I would agree. I mean, we were just looking at an airplane that, you know, sets a new standard for affordability but practicality. And, you know, if we can start to see those manufacturers start coming out of the woodwork, you know, these airplanes exist in Europe. And we're not allowed to fly them over here except in experimental. Now there's an option to get an actual turnkey aircraft that is affordable to buy, affordable to operate, and practical. Let's go.
By the way, so as Big Cheese here at the Affordable Flying Expo, are you able to make an affordable purchase on your own? Is that part of the deal for you personally, or would you prefer not to say?
I'm keeping an eye out what's out there right now. I've owned a lot of great aircraft over the year. I had a Glass Air 3, at a SR-22T. I had an EAA biplane, one of my favorite of all time. So Stearman, this, that, and the other. My next airplane is got to check a lot of boxes. It's got to be aerobatic. It's got to be reasonably decent.
Aerobatic? You want to be able to do like tricks and be like one of the show guys?
I used to do that.
You did? Oh, see, yeah. I tell you, well, I mean, I just know you from Aero News Network. But as I said, I knew you've been doing this for years. So you were one of those guys.
Oh, yeah. But I'm a little old for that now, although I promised myself I'm going to get back into the gig enough to...
Wing walking?
Oh, dear
God. Yeah, why not? You'd be in the Guinness Book of World Records, most mature wing walker in the industry.
Mature or stupid?
It's a fine line.
There's old pilots, there's bold pilots, and then there's old and stupid.
Not a chance in hell. No, thank you. No.
Okay, but you want to dabble. You want to be able to play a little bit?
I do want to do a couple of shows a couple of years from now once I hit 70. I also want to get back into doing a little bit of skydiving, get my skydivers over 70 patch. I have my 60 patch, and a couple other things are along the way. But the fact of the matter is I love everything I get to do. Nothing's changed since I was 14 years old, which is my heart desires to fly everything I can.
Well, like most pilots, we never grow up.
Does not compute.
Exactly. It does not compute.
You can't be a pilot and grow up. It's one or the other.
So true. And on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
J.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.